Senate Republican Ron Johnson says he'd vote against that Senate bill. The U.S. Department of Justice issuing new warnings against 8 Northern California sanctuary cities and counties, saying they could lose federal law enforcement grants. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views. But there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It can change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiling legislation that would improve background checks for gun sales. Led by Republican John Cornyn of Texas and Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the bill would give states incentives to strengthen the national instant criminal background check system to ensure all background check information is uploaded and verified. This is the head of one of the military branches expresses some concerns, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
The U.S. Army is acknowledging it failed a significant amount of times to alert the FBI of soldiers' criminal history. General Mark Miley says as many as 10 to 20% of all crimes committed by active duty soldiers are not reported to civilian agencies.
The number of women accusing Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore of sexual misconduct has risen to 8. He continues to vigorously deny all the allegations. The Labor Department saying initial claims for jobless benefits were up by 10,000 last week, the second straight week of increased claims. And this is USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name's Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Police in Baltimore searching for a suspect after an 18-year veteran of the Baltimore Police Department was shot in the head late yesterday afternoon. He was following up on an investigation when he went to ask a man a question and the man shot him. He's now on life support. Charles Manson is said to be in grave condition in a California hospital. TMZ reports Manson was brought to the hospital in Bakersfield a few days ago and is now reportedly close to death. The 83-year-old Manson's been serving a life sentence for ordering the brutal killings of 7 people back in 1969. PETA has been putting up some new billboards, including in the Phoenix, Arizona area, as we hear from Jason Campadonia.
The group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has installed several billboards near fast food joints. Some have a picture of a chicken on them with the caption, "Would it kill you to get a bean burrito?" There are also billboards that feature cows with the caption, "I'm you, only different." Part of the PETA push is to get people to think about meatless meals on Thanksgiving instead of the traditional turkey. On Wednesday, women wearing feather bikinis handed out bean burritos at a Taco Bell in Peoria.
And the Great American Smokeout is today. It's an event that encourages smokers to quit the habit for at least just this one day, and then hopefully they can stay off that habit. The Centers for Disease Control says the national smoking rate has dropped to 15% or 36 million people, but still, smoking-related illnesses are the number one cause of death in America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investor.
investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yep, I am your humble host, Chris Markowski. 18 years here on the airwaves all across the nation. We continue to grow the show, longest-running financial program in the country. We have been fighting for the individual investor before the show even started. Decades with Markowski Investments, going back to taking on the boiler room operators way back when and helping people up and ripped off and scammed. And it's been quite the run. And God willing, we can continue on for decades to come. I want to start off, as I was kind of thinking about, you think about the amount of time I've been on air. And I actually have all of my shows. All of them. And a lot of the earlier ones I have on CD. Way back when, and I go back from time to time, I'll put a disc in and I'll have a listen. And, I have to say that I was a lot more, believe it or not, to some of the newer listeners, I was a lot more boisterous back when I first got started. A lot more yelling took place when I first got started. I had to tone it down. And, again, some of the radio, you can't yell like that. And I say, you got to understand my frustration, what I was dealing with people all week long getting ripped off and scammed, dot-com scams and penny stock firms and, you know, all sorts of stuff that I would see and have to deal with and trying to get my point across sometimes. And I guess yelling is not necessarily the best way to do things. I know some radio show hosts that make a living kind of yelling a lot more than I do. But anyway, I've become, I guess the word, I'm going to say stoic. I guess to some degrees in regards to my temperament. But yeah, I'm quite excitable here on the program, and you'll hear me get angry over various different things. Again, it's part of what we do, and I would ask everyone's patience, put yourself in my position. When confronted day in, day out with almost identical issues and problems that were just, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Maybe the individual, maybe the family, maybe the couple should have listened to my advice years ago when they first started listening to the program or first subscribed to our newsletter. To this day, we'll get people that will call up, people that have been subscribed to our newsletter for over a decade. I've been doing that longer than the radio show, okay? It's going back to the mid-90s. And finally say, Chris, I should have listened to you. And I take a look at what they've done or what they have or what they've gone through. And, you know, I thought everything was going to be okay, but you were right. And it's frustrating. I don't get any satisfaction in being right in those instances because people are going through pain. One of the things that we've been talking about outside of insurance scams, annuity scams, penny stock firms, all sorts of stuff like that. We've been talking about just the entire terrain when it comes to financial planning over the past couple of decades. And we have been consistently warning people about what's going to happen with pension funds, what's going to happen with various different retirement plans, what is going to happen with Social Security. People are starting to get it. And I'm being honest here, okay? We are getting quite the uptick in the amount of people that are contacting us via the free consultations on the website, via our phone number, and we're working overtime. And that's fine. I'm having conversations in my car on the way to lacrosse tournaments over the course of the weekend with people from all over the country that need help. And we'll do that. And we're going to continue to do that. Unfortunately, too many people for a long period of time, they're surrounded by facts. They're surrounded by the truth. And in some ways, they know it. They know it. But kind of like the Colonel Jessup line from A Few Good Men that's in my intro. You can't handle the truth. They can't handle it. They can't handle it. Many people had come up with plans and ideas and thoughts about certain things in life, and now they're coming to the realization that, gee whiz, that's not going to happen. That's, you know, that's the royal blow, that we're not going to be able to do that. Now what? Now that, and then they get angry or upset. And listen, there's no reason to get angry or upset. And I grabbed a bit here. This is from Marcus Aurelius, Stoics. This is from Meditations. And he said, just as we commonly hear people say the doctor prescribes someone particular riding exercises or ice baths or walking without shoes, we should in the same way say that nature prescribes someone to be diseased or disabled or to suffer any kind of impairment. In the case of the doctor, prescribed means something ordered to help aid someone's healing. But in the case of nature, it means that what happens to each of us is ordered to help aid our destiny. Now, again, that's one way of looking at something horrible that happens. You know, you get a disease or something like that. But there's other ways of taking this into account, too. You know, the best laid plans oftentimes do not come together the way you expect them to. There's that line from Hannibal from the old television show, The A-Team. I love it when a plan comes together, right? But they hardly ever do. They hardly ever do. Things happen. Things happen. My third child. A surprise. Best surprise ever had, but a surprise. Things happen. I wasn't planning on living back up in New York again. Things happen. And this is this goes along with our entire concept when it comes to financial planning, that things are going to happen. Things are going to change. You can't set certain dates because you don't know. I'm here to tell you that I'll tell you something that I did know. We were quite good. We've been quite good over the past several decades in our predictions. From dot-com collapses to Enron to you name it. We go down a litany of things. Okay, I'm not going to rehash them all. I didn't expect interest rates to be at these levels for as long as they have. Never would have thought that would have been the case. And again, it basically what it did was it took all of the things that we'd been teaching and all of the things we've been trying to get across to people, actually put that stuff on steroids. It has exacerbated the pension problem, the retirement issues that we're having, the Social Security issues. Everything has gotten worse because of that. Again, you're told it's awesome. You're told it's great. Ultra low interest rates are fantastic. They're awesome. They're terrific. No, they're not. No, they're not. They haven't been good. They haven't been good for people that want to save and put money away. They haven't been good for pensions. How? Cash and cash equivalents yielding next to nothing. How can that be good? What we try to do here, people, is we try to get you going in a direction where you're putting your assets away. Okay? You've got a core set of beliefs, things that you want to do. Things that you believe in. You want to put a wing on a hospital someday. You want to pay for your daughter's wedding, whatever it may be. And we're going to start putting assets in place. They're going to help you get there. Knowing full well, though, people that other things may happen and adjustments might need to be made. I see people getting angry. Angry. They want to retire at 60. I'm not going to be able to retire at 65. And some of these people, I look at them and I say, look at yourself. You're 62 years old and you're healthy. You're healthy. And you're getting angry over this? Why? Why not look at things from a different angle? And again, part of the problem is that people have been conditioned. They're conditioned to feel a certain way, do a certain thing. This is the way it has to be. Lead your life this way. I never really seem to understand that. That's not fun. To me, that's not fun. It's kind of like living life through a Clark Griswold vacation. Yeah, I love the vacation movies. Yeah, the first one there, and he's planning out the vacation to Wally World, and they're going to take the family truckster across the USA. And he's got all of these little places. He's got mapped down to the minute where he has to go, and he's got to see this site, he's got to see that site, and I got to see this, and I got to see. Whoa! People do that when they go to on these vacations. I got to go on my European vacation, and they come back from vacation more exhausted than they were before they left. I got an idea. Slow down. Okay? Slow down. Okay? You know where you want to be. You know what you want to do. You're going to get there. You're going to do these things. But you know what? Take it as it comes, because stuff is going to come. What you can do is you got to have a financial plan. You got to be set up where you can enjoy the entire ride. And you don't put constraints. You don't put shackles on yourself. You don't attach a ball and chain to your life. Yes, does this mean that you're good? Obviously, need to have discipline in regards to putting money away and investing correctly. Absolutely. But know well and good that, yeah, probably throughout your period of putting money away, yeah, there'll probably be a stock market correction. There'll probably be few recessions or two, and you're able to deal with all of this and move through it. Get your financial plan done, people, but get it done the right way. One thing that we have proven at Markowski Investments and here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show over the past, Markowski Investments the past few decades here on the program, almost two, is, you know, quite honestly, people, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And we say that again and again and again. Work hard, put money away, understand that conventional wisdom is poisonous. People, make that step. I can't tell you. We're out helping people. We're out on the front lines. Helping people out. Every individual is different. Every family is different. Everybody is unique. But again, the principles always remain the same. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We are, like I said, we're working overtime to help people out. People are like, what's that noise in the background? I'm in between games at a lacrosse tournament in Philadelphia. Don't worry, but I'm here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Folks, as a society, we need to pause for self-reflection. Each act of mass murder sees predictable reactions from both sides of the divide, each hoping the aggressor is from the other side, hoping the act of insanity will damage the opposition. I'll save the House divided speech for another time. We must move beyond politics, beyond the obvious of what and how cliched debates, guns, trucks, knives, bombs, etc. We must stop the bickering over method and begin the process of understanding why these atrocities are committed. We have a problem and it's not going to resolve itself. We must set aside our biases and take a long look at the real problem. For starters, our mental health care industry has become the concern of billing hours, hurry up and wait, and liability over diagnosis, rehabilitation, and cure. It's going to take way more than political rhetoric to fix these problems, and I cannot think of a better time to start than now. Folks, for more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I would definitely say that the guitar riff would be probably one of the most well-known guitar riffs ever. Don't you think? It's like one of those things, I can name that tune in one note. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. You're always honored to have you tuned into the program. My office, I've got all these boxes of files and prep work. I'm old school. I have to print everything up. Again, I don't like reading books on an iPad. I don't like reading things on Kindle. I don't like reading things on my phone. What I do is you know, I find various different stories. I'll read a paragraph or two and I'll add it to my reading list, and then I got to come back. Paul, I got to print it out, and I got to sit down, I got to read it. Just how I am, my nature. So I've got lots of this stuff and a ton of stuff that I've saved and archived for research for my books and my newsletters and whatnot. I grabbed this. This wasn't that long ago. And again, it kind of goes along with the problems that we have here in our country. And it is kind of shocking if you think about it. Talk about the wealth that we have in this country. We say that we're the richest country in the world. We are ranked 14th in the world in financial literacy. 14th in the world in financial literacy. Imagine if kids had to take an actual class on managing their money and understanding money and understanding interest and mortgages and compounding interest and savings. And we empowered kids at a young age. Again, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. I don't think anybody in the higher ups want that to happen. I don't think they want that to happen. I mean, it's the first thing that happens when you walk on a college campus freshman year. You walk into the student union, someone's trying to sell you a credit card at that point in time. So they're looking to get you in debt. But this is a bit of a problem. But again, okay, you just put too much blame on the United States. I've said it here time and time again. Get rich quick con artists, the world's second oldest profession. And they use two different specific types of bait. Fear and greed. Fear and greed work every time. There'll be people out there that will try to sell you on the idea that the stock market is going to collapse at any moment. The country's going to go to hell in a handbasket, and you better have your gold coins in a safe somewhere. Same commercial again and again. By accident, I heard one the other day that I think was that they ran the wrong one. It was like from 5-6 years ago. And it was funny to listen to. But again, they've got their little, you know, so-called experts on there. And none of them are experts. They're all dumb. They're all dumb. They can't even compare. They don't even come into the ballpark of the type of work that we've done. Yet, again, they go out there and pitch their wares. I want to talk a little bit about this as well. $1 million. And I have done this before on the program, and this is important. The $1 million dilemma. A lot of Americans feel, hey, you know what? $1 million is a benchmark. I get to $1 million and I'm okay. And when people tell me that or I have conversations about that, I tell them, well, what do you plan on doing when you're retired? If you had that $1 million, what would you plan on doing? Well, I'd like to spend money on my grandkids, and I'd like to travel, and I'd like to do all of these various different things. And I've got to explain to them, well, you do know that if you had $1 million right now, and you're retired, and you wanted to keep it in cash and cash equivalents, you're only going to be getting yourself maybe about $30,000 a year in income. There's no way in hell you're going to be able to do those things off the income. You're going to have to be going into principal right away. What happens if you live for 20 years, 30 years past you retired? Then what? This is the reality of the day that, again, most people are not even considering. The conventional wisdom and the numbers of old and the stuff that you were taught is useless. And we knew that a long time ago. But again, so would you if you were listening to the show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. 24-hour day help hotline. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We want to cut everyone's taxes. The analysis shows that the average taxpayer in every group does get a tax cut. And by the way, this is a work in progress. We still want to make it even better than it is right now.
House Speaker Paul Ryan today speaking about the tax cut bill. The House bill is expected to pass today, mainly along party line votes, and is the most comprehensive tax bill in decades. Speaker Ryan also addresses how many jobs this bill is expected to create.
This is about jobs and it's about wages. The Tax Foundation tells us this is going to create about 1 million new jobs.
Hillary Clinton responded yesterday to the news that the Trump administration is considering appointing a special counsel to investigate her possible ties to the Uranium One deal.
This is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law.
A bipartisan group of senators are unveiling legislative action that would improve background checks for gun sales. Led by Republican John Cornyn of Texas and Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the bill will give states the incentive to strengthen their background checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife.
Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
There's to Adam's family. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have tuned into the big program. I noticed this is sort of last summer. I pay close attention to the Wall Street, their ad campaigns and the various different directions. And the funny thing is they all do the same thing. And I've made this very clear to everybody. What is the difference between Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo? What is the difference between any of the big banks, any of the big firms out there? The only difference is their logo and their tax ID number. That's it. They all do the same thing. It is, it is, you're talking about basically a group of working to further their own needs. I think of Godfather 2 with Don Altobelli. Our ships need to be sailing in the same direction. They're sailing in the same direction, all right. But anyway, I pay attention to the various different marketing campaigns, and they were just, they kind of went dark for a while. Kind of went dark for a while, but they're back now. And they're going back to the pie in the sky retirement commercials again. Pie in the sky retirement commercials. I mean, E-Trade, which is not one of the big banks out there, they've even brought back the old 1990 stuff. They brought back the old, you know, oh, they show a bunch of people passed out drunk at a pool in the sunshine talking about, well, you know, you're not here. You don't have this. Get an E-Trade account. Again, they haven't used that stuff since the 90s. But yeah, champagne wishes and caviar dreams are back. Private islands, vineyard, and Napa. World-class travel is all on sales pitch once again. People have been listening to us, following us, know that we've never chased trends. We've never gone after gimmicks. And we've always defied conventional wisdom when it comes to investing. And also, obviously, the big R word, retirement. Retirement is the this time frame, this thing that everybody is supposed to be working for. Conventional wisdom, right? You go to kid, go to school, get a career, have a family, retire. Walk out of the office with a box, banker's box, and a gold watch. Now, I'm a certain type of individual. It depresses me. I remember as a kid, it's funny that some of the things that you kind of didn't really understand about yourself when you were a child, but you do today. You remember watching stuff or seeing something as a kid, as a child, and having an emotional reaction to it, but not really understanding what that emotional reaction was? I remember those commercials when I was that used to depress me. It did. And I didn't know why. I'm not the type of person, that's not a milestone I'm gonna partake in. Because I know if I retired, I'd be two and a half weeks in, and I'd be like, all right, I gotta do something now. I'm the same way when I take vacation. I've worked my butt off over the course of the year, and I do like taking a nice vacation when we can in August and getting away for a couple of weeks. I haven't been able to do that for the past couple of years. But I know towards the end, I'm like, all right, I can't wait to get back to work. I'd go insane without it. Now, this is not the same for everyone. I get that. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. But the numbers have changed. And this is part of the thing that we, again, I know we talk about it often here on the program, but unfortunately, it's not sinking in enough. What it means to live for 2 to 3 decades past retirement. What is that going to cost? Now, again, I get it. Certain people, you've got your mindset, this is when you are done. Okay. What we're going to do is we're not going to tell you, based upon what you have, what conventional wisdom says you're going to be able to do, because more often than not, we have to rein people in. You're going to retire at 65 or 62 and you have $500,000 saved and you're going to be getting Social Security. Okay. This is what you can budget yourself safely. And I see people looking at me cross-eyed with this stuff. Well, what do you mean? And I'm like, this is what I mean. Unless you want to be stressed out, 5, 10, 15 years from now because you don't have any money, what do you want me to tell you? You know, there's certain trade-offs in life, and you need to pay closer attention. Anyway, again, got to take, man, I went long in the segment. Watchdog on Wall Street. Just look down. Oh, my God. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides cost, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, let's go through the numbers, okay? And again, people, you want to bury your head in the sand. You want to do the old Eddie Murphy from Beverly Hills Cop. La, 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 la. He keeps talking. I'm not listening. You want to, I always talk about Plato's cave, right? Plato's cave. People sitting in a cave, watching shadows on the wall rather than turning into the light. 62, 65, 70 retirement ages, right? It's a concept that is becoming, again, mathematically impossible due to a series of factors. Math. One of our little promos here on the program, we believe in math, not magic. Magic is done in advertising firms. Magic is done in Hollywood. the sales pitches that Wall Street gives you again and again. Now, those are magic, right? Magical vineyard in Napa. Right. You know something? There's going to be somebody alive today that lives to 140. There's a story this past week I saw about the guy in, he's in what is he, in Chile or Peru? 26 years old? I mean, insane. There are 20% more people above the age of 100 today than there was back in 2000. I read the scientific journals. I do. And especially pay very close attention to the stuff that's taking place in terms of Alzheimer's and dementia, because that's stuff that has affected my family, and it scares the hell out of me. But the advances are incredible. The types of things that are coming down the road are extraordinary. I can also talk about some of the computing power that's coming down the road. Quantum computing is a whole other amazing technology that would speed up a lot of these new drugs and cure-alls and all these different things that can happen. Just play it in your mind. What if they came up with this stuff? What if you said, I need 30 years worth of money for retirement. Could you afford it? Could you afford it? Mortality is actually down and negative simply because of the drug overdoses that are taking place. But again, people, if you get to 65, you're pretty good chance you're living at 85. Mortality improvement changes the mathematical model for pensions, Social Security, and other retirement vehicles. All of these vehicles were not designed for retirements that are moving towards 3 decades. You get it? They weren't designed for this. They're not telling you this, but they weren't designed for this. This is what we come in. This is what we do. We help you through. We bring you through. Again, reality-based financial planning. Not sales pitches from Madison Avenue. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, get all of the financial planning help you need. Free consultation with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984. The big time,
gonna be a big star. So you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, from Top Gun. Film. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I used to attend a lot more functions in New York, various different industry functions, sometimes charitable functions, and I don't have the tolerance, patience for it anymore. It is just because, you know what, why surround myself with people that I just really can't stand, to be honest with you. I was able to see right through these people right away. Yeah, the old, remember film Sixth Sense, I see dead people. I see BS artists. I see con artists. I see them a mile away. And you attend some of these events and you rub elbows with these top hedge fund guys. And it's funny, I continue to watch these hedge funds close up shop and these supposed wizards of smart, right? Wizards of smart. Oh, you know, we got sustained underperformance. I just can't take it anymore. It's making me miserable. I'm going to shut the fund down. Yeah, he had no problem collecting his 2.5% on that and whatever 20% of whatever money he made you on the billions. I mean, that's serious money. You talk about the money that these hedge fund guys are able to collect oftentimes from your pension fund. Your pension fund, school pensions, you name it, various different places. 2.5%. You do the math. You do the math. What does that equate to if you get a couple billion-dollar hedge fund, huh? Again, it's like stealing money. But no one held a gun to anyone's head to invest in these things. We've been telling people for years here on the program that they're scams. Most of them, these guys don't know what the hell they're doing. In fact, the entire batting average of the industry was a big lie. At the end of the year, they would show the overall performance of hedge funds, and this is what it performed. They didn't include all of the hedge funds that went out of business, which is basically like taking all your 0 for 5 days out of your batting average over the course of the year. It's funny, story here as well, talking about psychopathic hedge fund managers making less money. Being manipulative and mean isn't the secret to success. A new study by two psychology professors. You don't say. Tell us something we don't know already. But again, they talk about success. Who's success? All right, listen. You want to act like a psycho? You know, remember American Psycho there with Christian Bale? Yeah, you can. Get yourself a lot of money and you can do well for a period of time. Yeah, eventually it's going to blow up. But it'll take you far. I actually wrote a piece on this. This is like six, seven years ago, I got a study by a Swiss research university that basically, it scientifically proved what we had been saying here on the program, what we've been talking about in our newsletter for decades. The university found that the behavior of stockbrokers tops that of psychopaths when it comes to manipulation and recklessness. According to the Scientific American, psychopaths exhibit characteristics such as charm, dishonesty, callousness, remorselessness, infallibility, and a fondness for irresponsible behavior. The Swiss studies authors compared and contrasted the behavior of 28 stockbrokers who were given computer simulation and intelligence tests to that of psychopaths who were given identical tests. The results. Brokers outscored psychopaths in their willingness to engage in risk. Brokers were more eager to harm their opponents in their desire to come out on top. Thomas Knoll, one of the researchers, stated, "Naturally, one can't characterize the traders as deranged, but for example, they behaved more egotistically and were more willing to take risks than a group of psychopaths who took the same test. Instead of simply pursuing the greatest gain possible, it was more important to the brokers to get more than their opponents. And they spent a lot of energy trying to get this damage their opponents. He stated that their behavior resembled people whose neighbors might have the same car and then went and tried to bust up the car with a baseball bat so they could look better themselves. Now, I read this study and it made me think of something. It reminded me of when, you know, Roy Horn of the Siegfried and Roy of Las Vegas variety shows. Remember when it was attacked by one of the tigers? Comedian Chris Rock commented on the attack. And he went after all the pundits and experts were on at that time were rationalizing that the attack occurred because the tiger went crazy. Rock stated that the tiger didn't go crazy. The tiger went tiger. And I do believe that's the case with human beings as well. If someone had an ethical bypass at birth, there's a pretty good chance that it will surface. I don't care what Ivy League school you went to. I don't care what family you were born into. They are who they are. And we've been quite good at spotting them from far, far away. You get it? I got a stack of stories sitting here in front of me. These are all from the big investment firms out there. Not just a hedge fund. Big investment firms out there. Rip off, scam, ripping off clients, you name it. And they continue to do it. Get out. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We want to cut everyone's taxes. The analysis shows that the average taxpayer in every group does get a tax cut. And by the way, this is a work in progress. We still want to make it even better than it is right now.
House Speaker Paul Ryan today speaking about the tax cut bill. The House bill is expected to pass today, mainly along party line votes, and is the most comprehensive tax bill in decades. Speaker Ryan also addresses how many jobs this bill is expected to create.
This is about jobs and it's about wages. The Tax Foundation tells us this is going to create about 1 million new jobs.
Hillary Clinton responded yesterday to the news that the Trump administration is considering appointing a special counsel to investigate her possible ties to the Uranium One deal.
This is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law.
A bipartisan group of senators are unveiling legislative action that would improve background checks for gun sales. Led by Republican John Cornyn of Texas and Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut, the bill will give states the incentive to strengthen their background checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, yesterday responded to the Democrats who are criticizing the Senate tax reform bill